going to send anybody out for children's church. We're just going to be very short here. But we're going to go to part two of our five-part series on stewardship. And if you could, if you want to turn your Bible to the Gospel of John, to chapter 1, verse 1. And it reads, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it." Let's pray. Father, we ask that Your Holy Spirit be present here. Lord, I pray for Your anointing upon me as I preach Your Word. Lord, might the message truly lift up You and encourage Your people. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Last week was on what is a steward. What is stewardship? This week, I said, you know, we're all stewards of God's property. But what's God's and what's ours? That's kind of the question, isn't it? Well, this week we're going to answer that question. The world tells us a whole lot of different things. We look at the world for our answers, and what's going to tell us is that it's mine, whatever I can lay hold of, whatever I can manage to possess, whatever I can somehow accumulate in power or property. I mean, you've seen the bumper stickers, "He who dies with the most toys wins." No, he who dies with the most toys just dies. But yet that's the attitude that people have. The accumulation of wealth and power is their goal. The satisfying of personal desires is how and why they live their lives. The theme song of Western American society today is right here. You want to play that? "It's my..." That's it. That's today's theme song, isn't it? For our society. "It's my life. I'm not going to live forever. So I'm just going to go for it." Well, the fact of the matter is that we do have an eternal soul. And the fact of the matter is that even that's not ours. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning." Verse 3, "Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made." Without God, none of us would be here. He knew us and knit us together. He knew us before He knit us together in our mother's womb, the Scripture tells us. If you made something, you generally think that it's yours. In the beginning, God created. He created all of this. It's His. All of creation. There's another way God owns us, that we are, and all that we have. You see, He bought us. See, it was Jesus that went to the cross. Last week we celebrated communion. And we partook of the bread and the cup, representing Christ's broken body and His shed blood, which the work He did on the cross for our salvation, which He did for everybody, for all who will receive Him as Lord and Savior. So He bought us out of our slavery to sin. And then there's a third way that we're God's. And all that we have is God's. He then set us free. There was a practice in ancient times, back in these biblical days, of a slave, of freeing, a master would free a slave who had served him very well. And if that slave sometimes really didn't want to be free, they wanted to serve that master, they loved their master, and they would say, "No, let me stay as your servant, as your slave." What they would do with that slave is they would then take him to the doorpost to the house, and they would take an awl, which is a long pointy tool, and put it through the ear into the doorframe, so that the blood of the slave was in the doorframe of the house. This was very, very important, and very, just a whole lot of imagery went in with this. The doorframe of the house was, remember, it's over the doorframe that the blood of the lamb was put in order to provide protection for those who came out of Egypt. So blood in the doorframe was, you know, extremely powerful metaphor to do something. So they put the very blood slave into the circle, and then they became doulos, a servant slave. A servant slave. A slave who's free, but not. And this is the position that we have as believers in Christ. When we come to Christ, Lord, I said, well, He allows us to choose to follow Him or not. He does not, after He purchased us from sin, then says, "You're free. Do as you will." Now we can either follow Him or not and leave Him. Those are our options. Remember, we do need to follow Him in order to reap the benefits of eternal salvation. But He doesn't force us into that bond, into a bondage to Him, even though He paid for our sins. So three ways He owns us. One, He created us. Two, He bought us out of our slavery. And three, He set us free. Now, if He owns me three ways, what do I have that really is mine? They're not a thing. What do you have that's really yours? Not a thing. So what is it that we are to be stewards of? Everything that we have is truly God's. So remembering that as stewards, our job is to take care of it for His benefit and glory. It's not about living my life so that I can have the best life, but it's about living my life so that I best reflect Christ. It's about living my life so that I best do what it is God has commanded me or asking me to do. It's about using the resources that He's put in my hands to best forward the kingdom of God. And it's not according to the same for each and every one of us, because He gives us each different jobs to do, because the body is different. So some of us do different things. Some of us are up front here on Sunday, some of us are in the back. Some are in the middle. Some of us go far off for years, maybe our whole lifetime, go to another world, another nation, a world away. Some of us just visit that other nation that's a world away, that's right here next door. Sometimes we pray, sometimes we're all given different tasks. Again, according to our abilities, as we looked at the parable of the talents. Again, we touched on that last week. One was given 5, 1 4, 1 1, and it was all based upon, the reward was, well done, good and faithful servant, to the ones who improved what they had been received, but the one who just hid it away and tried to hide it so that he could just return what he'd been given. That wasn't good enough for God. That wasn't good enough for the master. He said, throw that one out, because that's not what I told him to do as my steward. Now, as God's steward, you have full authority to use the resource which God has given you. But you're responsible. You will, on that day of judgment, stand before God and answer for what you've done with the resources He's given you. And it will be either, well done, good and faithful servant, or out with the bathwater. Out with the wailing and gnashing of teeth. Those are the options that we saw there, because we're not truly following God. We're not truly being His steward if we don't do what it is He's told us to do. So I ask you to re-examine your life. Is everything you have yours, or is everything you have God's? Are you God's, or are you your own? Are you going to live according to the theme song of this generation, or are we going to live according to this song? Let's all stand and let's play this next song, and we can sing this together to close.
Yeah.
bless you and keep you. The Lord makes his face shine upon you and give you peace. Go with God's grace, love, and mercy this day.